But at least I was out in the open. So I wish for any of you, I mean, there's Cannes, okay? I know there's like fabulous film festivals. There's the Toronto International Film Festival. But being in the company of the elite of British film and theater is one of my most treasured experiences in the English language. It was amazing. I was surrounded by all these intellectuals and film freaks and people who personally known Hitchcock. You know, like, it was just awesome. And on top of my own work that I was showing and talking about, they said, we have a really great idea. We're having Sandra Bernhardt over. You know, at that time, aside from being Madonna's sidekick, her biggest claim to fame was that she starred opposite De Niro and Jerry Lewis in The King of Comedy, that early Marty Scorsese film. And then, you know, she was sort of well-known in comedy store circles. She was a very expert comedic performer. She had started bringing more performance art elements to her comedy. But she had not yet, like, become the character on the Roseanne show. She had not yet done her blockbusters. And even though she was adored by the club crowd and the in crowd, she was bristling that people thought of her as Madonna's trick. And when we look back now on Madonna's love life, you can see that she's had a lot of lovers who would, like, be in the news because she's fucking them, and then they disappear. And you could see that Sandra Bernhardt was like, this will never happen to me. I only knew what everybody knew about her. I mean, this was the year that she would later pose for Playboy. That hadn't even happened yet. And I was thrilled to have been nominated to be the host. And I thought of myself as an expert interviewer. And it never occurred to me why they picked me. I mean, they could have asked somebody who had a far bigger reputation, but they didn't. They asked me. I was ushered into her hotel room where she was hanging out with her entourage, this huge crew of incredibly handsome young gay men who laughed uproariously at her every word. And it was just like, you know, to meet, shake hands, get ready for the show later on that night. And within milliseconds, I realized she hated my guts. And although she didn't explain why, it was clear that she felt disrespected that this punk dyke whore from the United States had been, you know, elected to interview her for the Guardian interview that night. And instead of, you know, like, why didn't they have, like, Princess Diana or Alastair Cook or Tony Richardson? I mean, like, why wasn't somebody important interviewing her? What was a gutter snipe doing? And she made it clear that she was going to kill me. And we had that brief moment there where I couldn't get out of her room fast enough. And I remember the stomach ache I had. I really felt quite unnerved from the point of view of thinking I was on top of the world. And Jenny, who was with me, was like, you're going to be great. She always makes me feel like a million bucks. And later that night, we were in the green room, and now we're really sort of forced together, and she's still just emoting utter nausea and contempt for me. And she was a chain smoker, and they let you smoke as much as you want in England, or they did at that time. She smoked throughout her interview and also in the green room. And she turned to me and said, I have to put out my cigarette, and put it out in my hand. Except, of course, just as the embers started singeing my skin, I yanked my palm away. And I remember that the way a child remembers touching a hot stove. I mean, it was like a very practiced move. It was a super bitch move, you know, like where a hot femme fatale just takes that cigarette and stubs it out in somebody's arm. It was like that. And I'm like, okay, showtime. So we are ushered on to the set, and she suddenly is beginning to shine for the audience, and I am too. We're going into our professional personas. And as Jenny said, she was a little standoffish. Let's listen to the secret tape.
What was it like just back there right now as we were looking at King of Comedy? And I mean, how